next week, if we don't finish it today, I'm deliberately taking our time because I really want us to see this really is helpful. But before we resume that discussion, let me share this with you a little bit about what will be happening next week. We're going to have a simulcast on Independence Day, which, of course, is Wednesday. Next Wednesday, can you believe it? July 4th, Independence Day is already almost here. It is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And because I want to be consistent and simulcast on that holiday the way I normally do, I'm going to do that. We'll simulcast next Wednesday. And a lot of you know that I normally rebroadcast 1 hour of Sunday's programming on Wednesdays. But again, for the sake of consistency, I'm going to go ahead and go with the simulcast with 96.9 next Wednesday. But I will still air 1 hour of Sunday's broadcasting. We're going to be focusing on communicating from a biblical perspective. That's the hour that I'll bring back during the week. But instead of bringing that on Wednesday, I have that air on Tuesday, July 3rd. So next week, just a little bit of change up in the routine. We will have Sunday's broadcast air on Tuesday, July 3rd, so that I can have the music simulcast on Wednesday, July 4th, which, of course, is Independence Day. A lot of you may recall that I mentioned that Juneteenth, really, for years, has been just as important to me as Independence Day. June 19th, the day that the slaves in Texas were informed that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed by President Lincoln, slavery was over. And so that sealed it, finally, for all Black Americans. End of slavery. And that meant that day, that event truly means as much to me as Independence Day. For the most part, even though Black people, Hispanic people, Native American Indians, and others fought for America's freedom, for the most part, that freedom was really only for America's white citizens. America's Black citizens still had to fight for our freedom. By the grace of God, working through the hearts and the minds of many, many good people of all ethnicities, finally, slavery brought to an end for the Black race. And so I did the simulcast on Juneteenth, like I do for many of the holidays that we have. And in keeping with what I've done in the past, I will do that again this year. Independence Day, simulcast. So communicating from a biblical perspective, Sunday's broadcast will air on Tuesday. I also want you to join me, if you can, on Thursday, where we look into the future and we continue to explore whether or not Hubots will ever have souls. And a lot of you have heard me talk about those Hubots before. Some people call them humanoids, basically artificial intelligence that are being wrapped in what is looking more and more like human beings. What's sounding more and more like human beings? What will be feeling more and more like human beings? Will they ever have souls? We're exploring that, and I definitely want you to join us for the conversation, for the talk through every time you can, 1550 AM The Voice. And if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us live when we're on 1550, you can always go to the website, speakingwith.com, and just click on the link, listen online at your convenience. And if you know the topic, you can type in a keyword if you're using your smartphone to listen to it. Or if there's a guest we have, you remember that guest's first and or last name, type that into the search bar, and the program will bring up your options for you. Okay, now, that said, we mentioned work productivity. I talked about that before, and now we have some numbers to put to it. I mean, that literally numbers to put to it. For every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%. Again, that's good for everyone at the company. I told you. Adjusting our perspectives, we can indeed be showing our loyalty to the company by working and working and working. But we really can be showing our loyalty to the company when we take some time off as well. I want you to think about that. And parents, let your children know that to the extent that they're able to find companies that offer vacation time, encourage them to take that time. Encourage them to show their loyalty not only to their companies, but to their families and to themselves by taking that vacation time when it is available so that they can hopefully be at their best because of that rejuvenation experience instead of being tired, getting to a point where they're tired all year, every year, because they just don't take the time that's offered to them. Let them know that by taking that vacation time and benefiting family, benefiting co-workers, supervisors, they really can be letting some of life's best moments come through them. Till next time.